I think this job was really essentially a disappointment that things didn't work out, but with no sense of failure, personal failure. I think that when you're doing the right thing, when you're doing them as rapidly as humanly possible, that there needed to be, you needed to be able to drive a wedge in the calendar and open up 4 or 5 extra months.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, that wasn't possible. So I wish that it had resulted in a successful experience, but I'm not psychologically willing to say that I failed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perhaps just the confidence of saying, okay, this is where my responsibility is. I guess I see that coming out of your own other, symptom of the, manifestation of the other kind of things that you've been doing, such as all the administration.
By way of alternative here, maybe I'm not the type of administrator that's needed here. Maybe what's needed is a real hard nose, a person with a greater ego sense, somebody that believes, at least is able to present themselves as human rights, even when they don't believe they are. I am as I am. I have a certain style, a certain way of doing things. It occurred to me, while I was trying to reach a decision, that that might be the way I believe institutions should be administered and presidents should act. But maybe that isn't what maybe the man on the high horse is needed at this point.
How would you characterize what's occurred since your resignation
in terms of the legislature, governor, and faculty and otherwise?
A very limited number of people have said that they felt I let them down, that I should have, despite my conclusion, continued to fight the good fight. The more general reaction, that's almost overwhelming, is that I was correct in my assessment and that I did the right thing. I've been impressed by the number of people that have either written or called, said this in one way or another, said this to them. Had they been in my shoes, they would have done the same thing. Maybe they're being kind. It seems to me that they're honestly stating a conclusion. I was frequently met during the last 3 months with a statement that comes out of like this: if you're smart enough to do the job, why wouldn't you be smart enough to not take it, to refuse to do it? And that sort of is the reaction now. Many people have been good enough to say that they felt that we were doing the job in the right way, that we were meeting success, but the trip wasn't worth the candle.
Mm-hmm.
I've really enjoyed the aspect of your administration in terms of going back to the real meaning of administration, to minister to, not to run the institution for the benefit of the administration. I've been very positive and very good town. Are there any other things that, perhaps just your personal acts about leaving? I guess I hoped that you would be more of a state.
Yeah, it's a beautiful state. You can't help but travel in the state without feeling the law as a newcomer. Because we are personal relationships have been totally satisfactory. And, My wife felt right at home, fitting with the community immediately, and enjoyed being here. My daughter treats high school students, didn't come up to Alaska until we'd been here about a month. She had been won the complete Tennessee racket in Nevada. Within a week, he felt at home, enjoyed West Valley High School, made friends. That side of the situation has been totally positive. And so I have a sadness in leaving that. And we like it here, and I can do without the cold weather, but every other aspect of it is nice.
And the cold weather didn't freeze you out.
No. Actually, the cold weather here was not nearly as bad as advertised either. My wife and I both grew up in southeastern Idaho. And this weather is considerably better than that.
Mm-hmm. What challenges or issues do you see yourself this time? What are you considering going?
That's unfortunately for me indefinite at this point. I am returning to Reno, where I lived for 22 years. And I will be an applicant for a faculty position at the University of Nevada, Reno. But that's my possible successor remains to be seen.
Thank you. Are there other aspects to it? We really appreciate your kindness and taking time and as candid as you have been and really discussing it.
I hope I have been candid. I also hope you will respect the confidentiality of the material and the ability to take to put the university in a position of possible embarrassment by what are my personal perspectives.
What would you think perhaps is appropriate in terms of use of it, restricting use of it for a period of time?
Well, I think it should be restricted for a normal length of time from the standpoint of art material in an archive. I think that it should be available to a researcher later on attempting to write a history or whatever, but I think it's important that it not be used politically at this point. I am no left-handed, I think, in some other conversations that I've had, but with the assurance that they would not be used in a way that would interfere now with the university's ability to try and resolve its problems. I do well understand these are my personal observations. I, as of tomorrow, will no longer represent the university, and I would hope that it, that what I have said would not be used in any way to do damage.
Well, you appreciate that very much. Thank you very much.